Now let's debate. Like I said, today's debate is the second debate for Group C. So let me introduce the judges. We have four judges joining today, as always. Our first judge is from the first two editions. One of the judges from the first two editions. He's rejoining us for the Tournament of Champions. He's an accountant in South Africa. Ronald Asiebu, welcome to the Tournament of Champions. And then our second judge is one of our regulars here on I Beg to Differ, joining us from Canada, legal practitioner Denike Arobonlo. Our third judge is a doctor in the United Kingdom, Dr. Nduka Zuchi. And our fourth judge is our chief judge on I Beg to Differ. He's a product manager by day, Chief Andy Oboforibo. Now that you have met our judges, let me introduce our debaters. Lagos here is our first debater. She's the second seed here in Group C. She was runner-up in the November 2021 edition. Emanuela Nnadi, good to see you and welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you so much.
Lagos, let me remind you that you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also watch on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Here is our second debater. He's the number one seed here in Group C. He was also the champion of the August 2022 edition. This is his second match in this tournament. Fabian Chibundu, good to have you here. Welcome back to the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you.
All right. Lagos, again, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Now that you have met the debaters, let me remind you that Fabian lost last Wednesday's debate to Nicholas Musa Okoya, so he must avoid another defeat today if he wants to stay alive in the Tournament of Champions. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Finally, you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. The clock is the clock. It will not pause once it starts. Our panel of judges will score all rounds on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation is important if you want to win. Number of opponents' points addressed during rebuttal, very important if you want to win. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, very important if you want to win. Or at least draw. Since this is the group stage, if your scores are tied, there will not be a tiebreaker round. The debate is a draw. After all the group stage matches, the two debaters with the most wins will go through to the quarterfinals. Now, where we have two debaters who have the same number of wins, the number of draws will be used to break the tie and decides who moves on to the quarterfinals. But we're going to get to all of that eventually. Today is about this particular debate, and you already know your topic. Children who perform well in academically should be allowed to skip grades. Children who perform well enough academically should be allowed to skip grades. Let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin, so inspect it. It's got a head and it's got a tail. So it's not a false coin. It's got a head and it's got a tail. All right. Fabian, you're the top seed, so you will choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose the motion. Call it?
Heads.
Heads. Heads it is. All right. So Fabian Chibundu will be supporting that. Children who perform well enough academically should be allowed to skip grades, while Emanuela will oppose that children who perform well enough academically should be allowed to skip grades. Emanuela is smiling. Emanuela, is this the side you hoped for? Was this the side you hoped will come
totally
to you?
I was prepared for the both sides.
Oh, you were totally... Okay. I like it. I like that. Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back, Lagos, it will be time for round one. Let me remind you again that you can watch this live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg-to-differ.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It is now time for the presentation round. We'll start with the motion supporter and then we'll come to the motion opposer. Fabian, your 3 minutes start now.
If you're the biggest fish in a pond, move to a bigger pond. This perfectly illustrates grade skipping. Academically intelligent students aren't perfectly challenged enough. Putting them in higher grade perfectly challenged them. Good day, panel of judges. Moderator, time card, fell call debate, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Fabian Chumdor, Springfield College, and I'm here to support the notion which says children that do well enough academically should be allowed to skip grades. This brings about academic satisfaction. A child that is academically intelligent isn't being perfectly challenged enough in their lower grade level. Putting them in higher grade about the academic satisfaction that will lead to academic excellence. Contrary to popular belief, it actually brings about social engagement. Age isn't just bringing your peers, but your peers also matter than people on the same intellectual level as you. Putting in a higher grade, putting in a group of people in the same intellectual level, thereby you can engage more with other people. This is seen in many case studies of grade skipping. Furthermore, it also brings about prestigious jobs. A research has shown that academically intelligent students who are allowed to grade skip actually have a higher chance of obtaining prestigious jobs with better salaries. In addition to this, the same study also showed that people that have grade skip and were academically intelligent have a higher chance of obtaining PhDs, doctorates, masters, more citations, and other documents all before the age of 50. Isn't that wonderful? Furthermore, it also allows them to be more motivated. Yes, being at the top of the class always makes you lose effort and interest in education. Putting in a higher grade gives you more academic challenge, thereby motivating your child to retain their title as the whiz kid or the top of the class. If you thought that it brings about motivation in them, it also encourages people around them. They become role models to their peers. When they see that a child is indeed being academically intelligent or gifted in their own field, encourages those around them to build on their gifts and talents, indeed creating a community of intellectual peers and gifted students. Furthermore, it also helps curb behavioral problems. A research showed that people that are performing above grade level 50% of the time are waiting for their own peers to grasp things that they have already grasped. This makes them to engage in behavioral or trouble-seeking behaviors like distracting others. This largely being reduced when they are grade skipped as their energy is channeled to their academics. Furthermore, and finally, it also enhances and brings greatness in a child and more innovations. Martin Luther King, T.S. Eliot, Neil Armstrong, and even Steve Jobs, what do all of them have in common? They grade skipped, yet you can still see their impact in the world today, long before their passing. Indeed, grade skipping is an efficient method, because only in the midst of a battle can one know that they are better with a sword than with a gun, and they can build on their strengths and weaknesses to become the ultimate fighter. Thank you.
Ultimate fighter, Fabian Chibundu there. Well done. And in time too. All right, Lagos again. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Emanuela is back debating for the first time since November 2021. Your 3 minutes start now.
According to research and report by the National Association for Gifted Students, children who skip grade may experience social and emotional difficulties at their place in an environment with older children, resulting in feelings of isolation, anxiety, and difficulty fitting in, hereby impacting the child's sense of identity and self-esteem. Good moderator and person of Sandra Penel of Jadis, Accurate People, my cultivator, and of course, esteemed audience, Imanola Nadi is back, and I'm here to vehemently hold my stance. By opposing the notion, we state children who perform well enough academically should be allowed to skip grades. Before doing this, we need not only ask but also answer these questions. Is the student able to move ahead in all subjects? Can the student stay on top of the class as in the previous grade? Can the student keep up with the workload? And should we prioritize the needs of gifted students over the needs of all other students by letting them grade skip? Well, the answer to this question is that skipping grade isn't the best answer to every child who perform well enough academically. Therefore, what is applicable to few or the minority should be applicable to none. Most of grade skipping basically limits the range of academic experience a child has, as it limits and narrows the learning curriculum of the child. A child who's grade skipped may miss out on certain foundational skills and knowledge which were involved in the curriculum of the skipped grade, leaving them to a narrower and less comprehensive education. Giftedness, as Carol Tomlinson says, does not necessarily mean a child is ready for the challenges of skipping grades. Besides, childhood is short enough as it is. Why hurry kids more than you need to? Furthermore, parents should consider the emotional maturity of their child before grade skipping them. After joining the higher grade, they may find it difficult to initiate conversations and relate to other peers. In fact, they are prone to bullying. Bullying is an unpleasant reality in today's educational system, especially with students who other children see as different. A grade skip kid is likely to be smaller in stature than most of their new classmates, hereby resulting in being the new target of class bullies. If the teasing doesn't stop, the child may develop low self-esteem, as mentioned earlier. Although grade skipping was practiced in the past, but the numbers has gone down significantly over the years. Nowadays, about only 1% of students grade skip. The significant drop is due to emotional and psychological effect that grade skipping has on young children. In fact, most of the reason for the shift from grade skipping is concern about potential social problems for kids who are advanced academically but not emotionally and physically. Since social issues are likely to surface in middle and high school, it is difficult to predict if skipping an elementary school child will create problems down the line. But many educators still feel that keeping a child among age grade would is the safest way to go. Moreover, as children advance in grades, the workload is bound to increase. A child who previously breezes through academic work may find it difficult to adjust to new academic pace in the higher grade. In conclusion, students who grade skip may find it challenging to maintain academic performance. They may fall behind in the higher grade despite excelling in the previous grade. This transition may discourage students and make them lose interest in learning and also stop putting in their efforts. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Nadi. Well done. And just in time. All right, Lagos. Fabian is like, yeah, okay, my competition is tough. I love when they enjoy each other as competitors. Oh, that's such great sportsmanship. Lagos will take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for round two, the rebuttal round. And we'll hear from the motion opposer, Imola Nadi, after that break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
With three spectacular debaters, Group C of the IBEC Tidifa Tournament of Champions could be a fight to the finish. Imanala Nadi has only ever lost once to Tamvita Kaushik. She's here to prove that she can beat anyone on a good day. Nicholas Musokoya barely missed the August 2022 final, but gave us fireworks along the way. He would have met Fabian Chibundu in that final, but now they will lock horns at the Tournament of Champions. Fabian, the only boy champion, must fend off these two challengers if he wants to be champion of champions. This March, it's the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
It's now time for the rebuttal round. We'll start with the motion opposer, Emmanuela Nadi. You've got 3 minutes.
The National Bureau for Economic Research has found that students who skip grades were less likely to take advanced courses in the college due to poorly laid academic foundation, which causes academic setbacks. Opponents constantly observed, I'm here to rebut my opponent's point. Fabian mentioned the point saying that it will give the children academic satisfaction. How does grade skipping improve student academic satisfaction? This transition can be overwhelming for a child who might struggle to meet up with academic paces in the higher grade. You also said intellectual level. Since it's on the basis of intellectual level, should you now say that students who are not intellectually matching to other students who are advanced academically should be moved or demoted to a lower grade because they can't comprehend faster as advanced children or gifted children. He said he give them prestigious jobs. I totally disagree with that, which means that is not correct. He said it encourages the student to become role model and for them to be imitated in the society positively. Well, you can do other things for people to imitate you positively in the society. You can do other things like being successful. And let me also remind you that being successful does not only mean that it is academically that you can attain such heights. He said it creates a committee of gifted students. Should other students who are slow learners should they be left out of this? Well, there should be no competition between students like this because it makes other students feel incompetent and not up to the task. You also mentioned a point that stated that it will create academic challenge. There's a way to challenge yourself academically other than skipping grades. You can be in the class while trying to build up other things. Skipping grades takes a lot of things. Emotional maturity. You can be in a class skip a class and then be bullied there. This causes a lot of emotional trauma. Take a look at my sister. My sister grade skipped and all her mates are now in the university, but she is yet to write jump. This has caused a lot of emotional breakdown for her and she's still suffering from this. I'm happy that I've been able to rebuild most of my opening points. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel and Nadi. Well done. And now we'll hear from her opponent, Fabian Chibundu, the number one seed in Group C. Your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed. I remain Fabian Chibundu. My opponent quoted research by gifted students. But let me also quote you something. Bernstein et al. It was a research performed in 2021. Actually took a 35-year longitude on gifted students that were academically challenged and grade skipped. Guess what? They had a higher social level than the national probability sample. Of course, isn't this already enough to rebut the points I stated about social isolation? You also stated that how do they find it hard to cope with the workload? There's a reason that they're academically intelligent, and there's a reason that they're performing academically well enough. It's better to give a muscle something harder to work with than not give it anything to work with at all in order to strengthen it. You also stated foundational skills. There's a reason they're gifted students. The ability to grasp information faster. They'll be able to grasp information in the higher grade, actually building a stronger foundation. You also stated challenges. Yes, only when there are challenges can someone grow. Sometimes you have to stumble in order to become a greater person. You also stated bullying. Yes, bullying is a modern phenomenon that is faced in Nigeria in this educational system. But that shouldn't be pinpointed to grade skipping. In addition to this, is the strongest man the smartest man in the world? No, is the smartest man the strongest man in the world? No, your physicality shouldn't affect what you do academically, socially, physically, and even emotionally. You also stated 1% of students. Yes, this 1% of students that actually perform grade skipping, it has actually been shown that yes, it shouldn't be, because grade skipping has a lot of educational factors. You stated low self-esteem. Reach the ego, can someone grow? You also stated elementary school. But let me tell you, a research has shown that grade skipping is most effective from the kindergarten to elementary school. Isn't that enough to already rebuke your point? You also stated academic rigor. Yes, a child has not been properly academically satisfied, putting academic rigor or actually increase their interest in education. Yes, I find it hard to understand this. I want to learn more. That's the mentality we are putting in the minds of grade skippers. You also stated that it's less like, you also stated that it brings about emotional breakdown. Quoted your sister. But let me also quote something. My sister skipped 2 grades. Yes, she's working in one of the top companies in the world. Yes, she's also socially active. She's one of the best examples of grade skipping I know. And she is indeed a success. You also stated a community of gifted pairs. If a community of gifted pairs in the society, it only builds a stronger society. You stated that emotional immaturity. But actually, many research has shown that there's actually a neutrality in the emotional and social effects of grade skipping. Isn't that already enough to nullify your psychological, emotional, and social negative impacts of grade skipping? Indeed, grade skipping is a battle that academically intelligent students need to grow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu. Well done. And right on time. I love how you're both using the time today. If you just tuned in, this is the second debate for Group C. We have our number one seed coming back, Fabian Chibundu. He was the champion from August 2022. He's facing the runner-up from November 2021. She lost to Tanvita Kaushik. She's back today as our number two seed in Group C. And they're both debating that children who perform well enough academically should be allowed to skip grades. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll hear their closing rounds on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
With three spectacular debaters, Group C of the IBEC Tidifa Tournament of Champions could be a fight to the finish. Imanol and Nadi has only ever lost once to Tanvita Kaushik. She's here to prove that she can beat anyone on a good day. Nicholas Musokoya barely missed the August 2022 final, but gave us fireworks along the way. He would have met Fabian Chibundu in that final, but now they will lock horns at the Tournament of Champions. Fabian, the only boy champion, must fend off these two challengers if he wants to be champion of champions. This March, it's the IBEC Tidifa Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
Hey, 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 you know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA, or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, oh, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account /beg to differ. That is, sign up for free right away. You can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
With three spectacular debaters, Group C of the IBEC Tidifa Tournament of Champions could be a fight to the finish. Imanol and Nadi has only ever lost once to Tanvita Kaushik. She's here to prove that she can beat anyone on a... Nicholas Musokoya barely missed the August 2022 final, but gave us fireworks along the way. He would have met Fabian Chibundu in that final, but now they will lock horns at the Tournament of Champions. Fabian, the only boy champion, must fend off these two challengers if he wants to be champion of champions. This March, it's the IBEC Tidifa Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time now for the closing round. We'll start with the motion supporter, Fabian Chibundu. Your final 3 minutes today. Start now.
All protocols duly observed. I am still Fabian Chibundu. My opponent stated that they are less likely to make more innovations in college. But let me tell you that is not true. That yes, being already filled with workload in high school and middle school makes it easier for them to deal with the workload in college. And also, a Kuteshman report and et al. Stated that in 2013, they also gathered many people within a 40-year longitude and showed that yes, they did perform more academically sound than people that were academically intelligent but didn't grade skip. Doesn't this already nullify your point? I have to add to my point that yes, gracekeeping doesn't have to be drastic. Heather Rains, a person that was gracekeeper herself, actually aids many students in being gracekeeper. While putting them with their peers, she makes gracekeeping not drastic, enabling the student to get the full reward out of gracekeeping and still mop up the knowledge that they missed in the former grade. It also brings about early maturity. Yes, being in a higher grade exposes you to many things that your peers will only learn 3 years or 4 years later on in life. This allows you to bring proper planning about your life and also enhances you educationally, emotionally, and socially. It also helps reduce the cost of the parents. Yes, a child that has moved to a higher grade saves the cost of the grade that the parents would have spent, while still bringing academic excellence to the child. This helps them channel it to proper and other academic things, aiding the child's academic journey and also aiding their siblings. It also saves cost for a country. Yes, Nigeria is high in debt, and won't it be better to mop up money through simple things like this while still gaining the innovations and benefits from gracekeeping? This just elaborates that gracekeeping doesn't help the individual, the family, and even the nation. And why waste their time? If I'm able to grasp 2 plus 2 faster than my peers, and I still know multiplication and division, throw me with algebra. I'll be able to understand it and still be able to reap the reward, helping others around me, nullifying the point that you said that it doesn't help bring about intellectual growth. Indeed, yes, gracekeeping is essential for academic excellence. And like Heather Rains and Sarah Woods once said, if we aren't different, we are not doing our jobs, because only when you surpass the human limitations can you know that nothing is impossible. Gracekeeping perfectly illustrates this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu. What a way to close. Powerful stuff. You have 43 seconds left, though. Okay. Emanuela, your final 3 minutes today to close starts now.
All persons may duly observed, and back to buttress them. I already made point and to give my closing remark. My opponent made a point saying that...
You can take the paper up so you can... Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My opponent made a point saying... He made a point stating social level. Well, I totally disagree with this. And you also said, and okay, I'd love to add to my own point. Understanding the fact that class is beyond education and its extension to mental and emotional stimulus and abilities will give wider knowledge that excelling goes beyond the four walls of a school premises and also the mindset of a child. Within these years that they'll be at home, they would learn some skills and all that, leading to them being socially... You mentioned a point like that. Well, I totally disagree with this, because if you say they are just going to make... If you say they're going to learn vocational skills, is this what they left the school for? The reason for the massive number of half-baked graduates in the school is in the economy now is because of this same practice, which is seen as normal, gracekeeping. Students aren't adequately prepared, and this makes academic pressures dire for them. Thank God you agreed to bullying. You mentioned in your closing round that you agree and succumb that they get bullied, because this is an unpleasant reality in our educational system of today. Look at the percentage, 1%. What is applicable to few is applicable to none. You said they are likely to give troublemaking attributes. Well, troublemaking attributes and attitude is equals to desperacy. You stated that it gives a community of gifted students, and you also okay, I would like to say that you should also understand the fact that putting up academic challenge may also allow students who are slow learners to feel incompetent and not up to task. Excelling is not limited to academics alone, but also to other skills. Haven't you seen that some people who are successful are mostly not academically sound? Grace keeping causes problems to teachers who aren't ready to accommodate academically advanced kids. They need to prepare appropriate lesson notes, assign appropriate tasks, and give appropriate feedbacks. In conclusion, peer pressure sets in as they advance academically but not mentally and emotionally. They may not be able to make decisions themselves and succumb to wrong decisions, thereby leading them to follow bad friends as they aren't emotionally matured. After reading and debating the information about this topic, I therefore implored the judges to find and justify that my proposition was able to convince but not confuse you, and also made it crystal clear to my moderator, my co-debater, my fellow listeners, and my panel of judges that indeed, children who perform well enough academically should not be allowed to skip grades. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel and Nadi. Well done. And just in time. How are you feeling, Fabian? You feeling good?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos. Let's see if the judges are ready with results, because the debate is over now. The judges have given me their scorecards. I'm sending it right now to the chief judge, or at least I'm going to do that during the break for collation. And then we'll see who wins or if there's a draw. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. If you just tuned in, you have missed quite a bit, but not to worry. At 6:45 today, I'll replay today's debate so that you can listen again if you tuned in late today. So make sure you don't tune in late again at 6:45. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg-to-differ.
With three spectacular debaters, Group C of the IBEC Tidifa Tournament of Champions could be a fight to the finish. Emmanuel and Nadi has only ever lost once to Tamvita Kaushik. She's here to prove that she can beat anyone on a good day. Nicholas Musokoya barely missed the August 2022 final, but gave us fireworks along the way. He would have met Fabian Chibundu in that final, but now they will lock horns at the Tournament of Champions. Fabian, the only boy champion, must fend off these two challengers if he wants to be champion of champions. This March, it's the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
And I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Let's take a look at the results, because yes, I have them in my hands. In the presentation round, Fabian scored 97. Emanuela scored 93. For presentation style, Fabian scored 33. Emanuela scored 29. In the rebuttal round, Fabian scored 71. Emanuela scored 59. For rebuttal style, Fabian scored 22, Emanuela scored 18. In the closing round, Emanuela scored 47 and Fabian scored 71. For closing style, Fabian scored 26. Emanuela scored 14. And so with a total of 320 to 260, Fabian Chibundu wins this round. Congratulations, Fabian. And well done on your win. This means that you're still in the Tournament of Champions. Emanuela, you too, you're still in the tournament. It's not the end of the road for you. You're going to have one more chance for that quarterfinal. If you want to qualify, you have one more chance to do it. when you face Nicholas Musa Okoya next Wednesday. If you win that match, all three of you will be tied on wins, and the group will be decided by points scored in each debate. The top two will go through. But if you lose that debate, you will be eliminated, with Musa winning the group and Fabian coming second. So good luck next week. You and Musa will receive your topic this evening. But congratulations again to both of you. That was a fantastic debate. I'm sure Fabian will be praying. But I don't want to predict his prayers. Oh, you want her to win? She's really good. You want her to? If she wins, it's down to points.
Yeah.
Yeah? You want that? You want it to go down to points?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. We'll see what happens.
Fight to the finish.
Fight to the finish. All right. I like that spirit. All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Fabian, we're not seeing you next week. We'll see if you make it into the quarterfinals by next week. But you will see next week Wednesday.